Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller, longtime, more than 14-year member of our Brain Trust, the president and the founder of M3 Learning. M3Learning.com is the website. The books are all over the place there and wherever books are sold. The new book is called what, coming out in February?
Selling Above and Below the Line.
Selling Above and Below the Line, and that's going to be available in February, and they can pre-order right now, can't they?
Yes, they can. They can pre-order on Amazon and or my website, M3Learning.com.
Check all that out.
You know, Jim, like you, when you write books, right, you write a book and go, this is a good one, or yeah, this is okay. Jim, this book that's coming out, I'm really happy with. It's really a good book.
Well, I believe that it's appropriate for our time, because what happened, folks, what he's talking about, Above and Below the Line, above the line it would be the big picture decision makers, below the line are the detailed decision makers. And more the end user, the customer interface type of decision maker. So if you think about the above the line would be in the old days, for all of us baby boomers, the old days, the above the line would be the plant manager or the plant accountant, and the below the line would be the purchasing agent, or maybe even the department manager. So the reason I think it's appropriate for our time, Skip, is because in 2008, prior to 2008, the collapse of 2008, decisions were being made, budgets were pushed down to the management, to the manager level, and a regular small business could go in and knock on the door of a manager, a director or a level type of employee at a big company, and do business with them, have a personal relationship with them. They could make a decision about the budget and sign a contract right now. After 2008, all that money got pulled up into the organization, into the above the line level, and so maybe you still call on the director, and they might still say, yes, I want your stuff, but they couldn't pull the trigger. They didn't have the budget. It was above their pay grade, and so somebody, you or somebody, had to go up there and prove to those fish-eyed guys at the above the line level that your deal was a good deal, and we're still having to do that.
Think of the above, and as we talk about, you're exactly right, as we talk about the small business owner, right, and we've used this analogy before, Jim, think of the above-the-line person as a train station master. They're in charge of the train station, and they've got 5 or 6 trains they're trying to launch. Now, if the thing was complete, their initiatives, their visions, their things they're doing for the year, these are their trains they're working on. Now, if their product or their initiatives were good, the trains would be out of the train station. But since they're in the train station, they're waiting for something.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to go call up on the line and go, hi, what keeps you awake at night, right, or whatever mm-hmm. you're going to say, hunt for multiple trains. Because that's why, as you just said, since 2008, that one computer or that one doorknob or that one whatever the customer's buying now is affecting multiple initiatives
yeah.
within a company.
Well,
and
yeah.
That's when you go above the line and go, listen, Mr. Smith, you know, as you look at the rest of this year, time travel, what are the 3 or 4 things that you're really kind of working on of key important to you in 2015? Watch what happens. Train, 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 train. You've got now 2 or 3 potential places to sell your product or service rather than, sir, what keeps you awake at night? Well, I got a problem on track one. Oh, let me tell you how we can solve track
right.
one. Da,
mm-hmm.
da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, I'll tell you something else. I've seen this happen before, and if I think real hard, it's probably happened to me before. I'm just trying to let it digress from my memory. And that is that while one person was calling on the below-the-line company or decision maker at the local level, got the deal put together, and before that his deal could get put together, find out that up in Des Moines, where the headquarters is, somebody called on headquarters, put the same proposal together for the same product at a corporate level, but was talking to people above the line. And yes, indeed, that decision maker out in at the last mile that the other person was calling on, they got the stuff, but they didn't get it through the person who made the local call. They got it because somebody made the deal at the corporate level and got the whole thing.
Jim, we just closed a pretty good-sized piece of business about a month ago with the vice president of sales of this company. We're going to start doing some training with them in February. Well, the regional guy from you know, New York goes, no, I've been already talking to a sales trainer. No, we're all the regions, and we're going to all do
that's
this
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
And the sales guy who's selling the regional guy in New York's going, I got this deal, and I'm going to work my way into New York, and then I'll spread throughout the rest of the company. Yeah, no, that ain't happening.
You got it, folks. You got to think about it. You could be the person calling on that corporate contact. Hey, Skip, thanks for being here. Good job. Right. Let's have a happy New Year. See you later.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks again, and good luck, everybody.
Quick breaks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.